Reading Comprehension. Listen. From the New York Times. The Changing American Family. The American family began life in the raggedness of the colonial era as a kind of organizational Swiss Army knife. Many institutions in one convenient package. By Natalie Angier. A. The home was a place of business, of relentless industry, where there was always more flax to spin and tallow to drip. All able-bodied family members from toddlerhood onward were expected to work for the family economy. In fact, the word family comes from the Latin for servant. The home was a delivery ward, schoolroom, hospital, and funeral parlor. And in an age before centralized government, or even a reliable town sheriff, the home served as the primary locus of social control. Everyone had to reside in the all-encompassing embrace of a bustling household. And adults who tried to live alone, particularly single men, were viewed with suspicion, advised to marry, find room and board with a decent family, or get out of town. As recently as the 1950s, according to Andrew J. Cherlin, a professor of public policy at Johns Hopkins University, unattached adults could arouse community ire. If you didn't get married by a certain point, there had to be something wrong with you, he said. People suspected you were mentally ill. B. Yet, as a young nation of wide horizons and powerball opportunities, America also encouraged a degree of footlooseness, a scorn for the settled and a yen for the new. That novelty-seeking spirit applied as much to conjugal matters as economic ones, and the divorce rate rose steadily along with the number of stars on the flag. By the turn of the 20th century, the United States had the highest divorce rate in the Western world, a title it retains to this day. It's the great American paradox. We value marriage as the center of civilized society, Dr. Cherlin said. At the same time, we value our liberty, the pursuit of personal happiness, and the right to leave a bad marriage behind. Other factors helped give the American family its distinctive cast. As the population shifted westward and the distances between dwellings opened, Americans grew accustomed to a degree of privacy and personal space that few other earthlings could share. C. The passion for privacy accelerated as the Industrial Revolution pulled productive activity out of the house and into the factory, leaving the home as a private sanctum for the family. Americans went wild for the privatized family and family-themed activities. The family vacation, kiddie birthday parties, decorating the Christmas tree, and the ultimate American family holiday, Thanksgiving, signed into law by the man who saved the Union, Abraham Lincoln. And, over the river and through the woods notwithstanding, that family mostly meant nuclear, with ties to older or second-order relatives increasingly frayed. Industrialization and the entry of women into the workforce changed the nature of marriage as well. From the pragmatic merging of skill sets that prevailed in the agricultural era to a relationship of choice based on friendship, personal compatibility, and love. Marriage, as an institution, lost much of its power over our lives, but marriage as a relationship became more powerful than ever, said the social historian Stephanie Kuntz. The trend has only intensified with time. The less we need marriage, she said, the more we expect from it. This is the end of Lesson 4.